Hey friends, welcome or welcome back to the podcast. If it is your first time joining us, hi. I hope you like what you hear and you decide to come back again or check out the other episodes. And if you are coming back again, hi, welcome back. I hope you're good wherever you are. I hope the week has been good. Today is a Thursday. Funny, I'm recording on a Thursday. But anyway, I hope the week has been treating you okay. If not good, if not better, if not great. I hope you're looking forward to the weekend and you have an exciting weekend and a fun weekend. So, let's get into today's episode because, first of all, it is, what time is it? It's 9:30 p.m. And I want to sleep because I've got school tomorrow. But then I was like, I need to record this episode today because I want to post it tomorrow. Why do I want to post it tomorrow? Because tomorrow is my birthday, right? Which means today is the last day that I am this age that I am. Why am I saying that as if it's a mystery? It means today is the last day as a 23-year-old. And judging by the title of the video, you can see why I want to post it tomorrow, you know, on my birthday. Let's call it a birthday special or whatever. I don't know. And also, today is going to be like the most structured episode I've ever recorded because I had to write everything that I want to say down in point form. So, without talking too much, let me get into it. So, today I'll be talking about the 23 things that I've learned at 23 because I'm turning 24 tomorrow. I feel like I've always wanted to do this low-key. Because I was so curious to be like, okay, what exactly am I learning in life? Because sometimes life will be throwing hands. And then I'm like, oh, okay, what am I learning? Or even in general, without life like being difficult and stuff like that. Like as a person, am I growing? Am I learning anything? Is my mentality changing? And stuff like that, you know? So I've always been so curious. And when I first started this, because I first started writing this in December last year, actually, right? On the 27th of December, to be precise. And when I started, I couldn't get past two things that I've learned at 23 or in my life in general. I was like, girl, are you trying to tell me that you have not learned anything or what? And then with time, I was just like, writing down things, just thinking about things, because I'm like, yeah, you've actually learned this. And then between me and God would be like, yeah, you've learned this, you learned that. So that's how we finally got to this point of having 23 things that I've learned, right? Anyway, so let's get into it. The first one is, I feel like this is very heavy for a first one, but anyway, it's okay, let's get into it. Number one, don't stay in relationships that don't honor God. This is coming from somebody that has been in relationships that don't honor God and has seen the consequences of their actions. And I'm just like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going back there. You couldn't pay me to go back there. And I'm not going to get into too much details about that. Because like I said, I want to sleep, you know. And number two is don't let anyone invalidate your feelings. This is something that I've had to learn because sometimes when people aren't the ones in your shoes, they want to dictate how you're supposed to feel about certain things. And I'm like, no, you're not going to do that with me. If it's something that I'm experiencing or I've experienced, then I'm entitled to feel however it is that I want to feel about the situation without you feeling like I have to feel how you want me to feel. I'm going to feel how I have to feel. I'm not saying that my feelings are like always facts, right? But then I have a right to feel how I feel. Like my feelings are real. So we're gonna feel them, okay? Number three, unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the next person to die. As cliche as it sounds, you have to forgive as soon as possible. I'm still like in the process of learning this because sometimes I don't be forgiving as easy as I should be. And that's because sometimes people will move funny and then they'll be like, yeah, but you have to forgive because you're a Christian. And I'm like, if I punch you in the face right now, you're going to forget the fact that I'm a child of God. So please act right. But I realize in the same breath that the more I hold on to things in cases where maybe people have hurt me, those people are literally moving on with their lives. That person is not laying in bed sad because I'm sad or because I'm hurting. They are living their life. They are happy. They are they're going out there. They're doing things that they're enjoying. So the more I hold on to things and the more I make myself sad about things that have happened, it's my own progress that I'm stopping, to be honest. It's like my own life that I'm holding back. And I'm like, I'm the one that's not moving on. That person's out there. They're having a good time. Maybe I'm going to say club and they're dancing on top of speakers and I'm here in bed crying for whatever reason. So I'm just like, try your best to forgive as soon as you can. But no matter how hard it may be, just try your best to do it, because girl, it's not helping anyone. Literally, you're the only one that's dying on the inside, unfortunately, right? Number four, once you lie, your every truth becomes questionable. This one is self-explanatory. I don't have to explain it. But then I've just realized it, that sometimes when I tell a lie, and then now when I'm telling the truth, it's like, how am I supposed to believe you? Because you've lied before. So, yeah. Number six, you need at least one friend who's a good listener. This one is one of my favorite ones because I realized that I'm that person that tries their best to listen to people. Like, I will try my best to listen to people when they're talking, be it they're talking about their problems or maybe they're talking about something that excites them, whatever. Like, whenever people are talking, I always see myself as somebody who's a good listener as compared to being a talker, despite the fact that I've got a podcast and some people think I'm a yapper. I'm not. I'm more of a listener, right? But then in the same breath, when you're that kind of person, And you're always listening to other people talk, or maybe people are always offloading their problems and stuff like that, it becomes hard for you to like open up to people, or for you to find people that will actually like listen to you as you talk. So when you have like that one friend that you can talk to and they'll listen to you and what you have to say, and then it's like they literally make that room for you to speak about whatever it is that you want to speak about without maybe making it about themselves, or without like just minimizing what you're trying to say or making it seem like it's a small and minor thing, but then fully listening to what you're saying and understanding. And maybe if you need advice, they give you advice, and sometimes maybe you just need somebody who's going to listen, and they just listen. Like, it's so great to have somebody like that, you know. So everyone needs at least one friend who's a good listener. Yeah. Anyway, number seven, passive aggressive is not the way to go. This goes back to the unforgiveness thing, kinda. But then I've realized that in the way I've carried myself in the past, I've always been somebody who's passive aggressive because I'm a recovering people pleaser, okay? So I wouldn't speak up about things because I'm like, I don't want to offend someone. But then it's like, the more I don't speak about things that upset me, the more it's like I'm just piling them up, and I'm just bottling them up on the inside. And then one day, you shake that bottle and everything erupts. So I've just realized that that can be dangerous behavior. Like, it's not good. So that's why I try and like, I'm still learning how to like address things there and then, and be like, if you say something that I don't like, then I'm like, I don't like what you say to me. Or if your tone towards me is a bit off, and I'm like, you might not have meant it that way, but then I don't like your tone, so you better adjust it, okay? I know who you think you're talking to, but obviously I'm not gonna say it like that. But yeah, passive aggressive is not the way to go. Number eight, practice forgiveness more towards yourself and others. Okay, I've already spoken about unforgiveness, but then, like I said, unforgiveness is like swallowing, you know, I said it already. But in the context of forgiving yourself, I've realized that when you are somebody who's like a perfectionist and stuff like that, it can be hard to forgive yourself when you make mistakes, or to like have the same grace that you have with yourself when you fail at things and stuff like that, or when you just mess things up. It's like you have a hard time forgiving yourself and you just spend time beating yourself up, of which that's not good because you are the only, like, you only have you. So if you're going to treat yourself that way, then that's not good, you know, like, you have to forgive yourself. And forgiving yourself also makes it easier for you to forgive others, right? Which leads me to my next point, number 9, which is have grace with yourself. You are living for the first time. Like, have grace with yourself. Honestly, treat yourself gently. Speak positively to yourself. And also understand that when maybe in terms of you making mistakes or you being confused about life, it's okay, because first of all, life doesn't really come with a manual. I know we've got the Bible, but like, you are trying to figure out life. You've never been in this place before. You've never been in this situation before. You've never been this age that you're in before. You've never been in today before. So as you maneuver things, as you try and find your way in life and just try and find your footing, remember to have grace with yourself and to just carry yourself gently, because this is your first time living, hey? And then number 10, it could easily be you, whether good or bad. This is one thing that I've realized, that don't say it could never be me because kungakhuleka. Okay? Like, it could easily be you. Whether it's the good things or it's the bad things, don't count yourself out of saying, oh my word, maybe it could be because of your background, and be like, no, I don't deserve A, B, and C because I come from this background. Because God could easily make you, like, he could easily elevate you. So the good things, it could easily be you. And the bad things, when you see other people going through it, don't think we're not clever and you're never going to go through it. Because, eish, this life, sometimes there's no guarantees, unfortunately. So today it could be someone and then tomorrow it's you, right? And then number 11, friendships don't always have to be that deep. And then I wrote, P.S. this is coming from someone that kind of has trust issues due to past experiences. Okay, I realized that this is my take on it. Sometimes friendships don't really have to be that deep. Like, sometimes you can have your really good friends, right? Where you're like, yeah, this is my girl, this is my boy. And then we're good, you know, we are like each other's person. We tell each other stuff. We're there for each other and stuff like that, right? And then you can have those friendships that are literally like surface level. And then it's like, oh, I want to go out for ice cream. I'm calling this person. I'm like, yeah, let's go out. I want to go and eat pizza. I'm calling this person. But then me and this person, our conversations are not deep, you know. And that's okay. Don't try to have a deep friendship with everyone. Like, some people are just meant to be friends for a good time, you know. Because you'll find yourself stressed. Now you are... you want your good time friends to be your, like, deep and meaningful friends that you talk to about stuff. And they're like, hey, I'm not here to listen to you vent and stuff like that. I'm just here for a good time. And then you feel like your friends are not there for you and they don't listen to you. But then it's just that that's the role that they're supposed to play in your life. Just let everyone act accordingly to their own role and then you'll be good, you know. Number 12 is have friends who have similar priorities to yours. Otherwise, you might find yourself living above your means. Again, self-explanatory. Have friends that have... I'm not saying play with people that have got the same mindset as you, but people with a similar mindset as you. If you are... maybe let's say you're a budget girly. You're like, I don't like to splurge on stuff. Have friends that are similar to that, so that you won't feel frustrated. Now you're like, no, I don't want to spend. And then maybe you're friends with someone that is not really a budget person like that, and they just want to splurge their money and stuff like that. And then they're gonna feel like, oh, you don't really like spending your money, or you're stingy or whatever. But then it's just a matter of you don't have similar like principles when it comes to money. So having friends with similar principles really helps you not to stress yourself, to be honest, in terms of a lot of things. You won't find yourself doing things that you're not happy with when you have friends that have similar priorities and mentalities with you, you know. And then number 13 is, I feel like some of these are kind of self-explanatory. No, That's not what I wanted to say. I mean, to say, I feel like some of these are kind of like repetitive, right? Because number 13 is don't count yourself out because God is counting you in. Never think you're too much of an underdog in that things are never going to happen for you because God, first of all, God has a sense of humor. He has a funny way of doing things. And one thing about him, he's going to do things in his own way. And like it says in his word, his ways are not our ways because his ways are like higher than our ways. And he is able to do abundantly, exceedingly above all that we can think or imagine. So don't count yourself out. Don't be like, yeah, I'm too much of an underdog. God can't. No, God can and he will use you and he will put you in rooms where you feel like you're inadequate. So never count yourself out. Never that. Even when they count you out, don't count yourself out. Number 14 is sometimes throw the budget out the window. Sometimes, like it's good have a good financial structure and be like, okay, this is how my finances are set up. Wah 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 wah. But sometimes just tell yourself that don't be irresponsible. Take what I'm saying with a grain of salt. But sometimes just tell yourself that I will never be this age again. So let me just live a little and just spend a little bit of money, you know? Don't overdo it. Like I said, take this advice with a grain of salt because I don't want you to get into trouble and then now you're gonna blame me and then I won't be there when you're in financial trouble. But like sometimes just forget about the budget and just have fun, you know? Excuse me. And then number 15 is always keep a clean space or room. It helps with your mental health. One thing that I realized is that my mental health is directly proportionate. Is that how you say it? Directly proportionate or directly proportional? Hey, sekgowa. Sekgowa sang. But my mental health, it's like there's a direct correlation between my mental health and the state of my room. When I'm in a good mental state, my room is clean. And everything is in place, even when it's a bit untidy, but as long as it's clean and everything is in place, then I'm like, I'm okay, you know, I'm good. When my room is everything is just upside down, there's things on the floor, everything is just messy, then my mental health at the same time is going to a shoo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo-coo. So I've realized that on days, maybe let's say I'm having a bad day, but then my room is like, my space is clean. It won't really feel as depressive as when I'm having a bad day or I'm having a bad mental week or whatever, and my room is messy as well. Because then it's like somehow I just get stuck in a funk and I struggle to get out of it because there's a mess around me. So always keep a clean space. Like cleanliness is next to godliness and it's good for your mental health. Number 16 is have the hard conversations. They'll save you a lot of overthinking and misreading people. This is coming from somebody that absolutely dislikes confrontation. I genuinely don't like confrontation. I'm like, let's rather throw the whole thing away. Me confront something and be like, yeah, no, but like, no, I don't like it. But then if you're a human being and you're growing and you're an adult, unfortunately, confrontation is a part of the package. If you want to have healthy relationships with people, then confrontation has to be a part of the package. Like you don't have to be disrespectful or to be rude or whatever, but then you just find a mature and grown way of confronting things. Because when you don't talk about things, like you build assumptions in your head. And you start assuming things, whereas you could just ask for clarity on the things that you are unsure about, you know? Excuse me. Oh, excuse me. If you feel like maybe your friendship with someone is not good, or your relationship with someone that's close to you is not good, or like something is happening, ask the right questions or like address the situation as compared to thinking, oh, they haven't texted me in 2 weeks. It means that they don't want to talk to me. They never want to see me in their life. It could be that maybe that person is very busy. I'm not saying excuse people that ignore you in relationships for 2 weeks, knowing that your partner is not supposed to ignore you for 2 weeks. But then I'm just saying, like, in other aspects of other relationships, it could be that in those 2 weeks they have been so busy and their lives have been, and their lives have, has been, hey, and their life has been so hectic that they couldn't maybe talk to you or reach out to you and stuff like that, you know. So if maybe you feel like, oh, I feel like you're not talking to me, is everything good? Ask the question, okay? Address things. I'm not gonna explain too much on that. Number 17 is, don't let anyone put any sort of pressure on you. You come from different backgrounds. Right. We live in this day and age of social media, where you are going to see people popping champagne. You are going to see people in Dubai. Habibi, come to Dubai. You're going to see people in the Maldives. You're going to see people everywhere, right? And then now, you want to start putting yourself under pressure and be like, oh, but why am I not in Dubai? Why am I not doing the things, blah, blah, blah? First of all, you don't know how the person is getting their money. Maybe they're working 10 jobs. Maybe they come from a rich family background, whatever. But then you as a person, maybe you don't come from that background, or maybe you don't have that money, and then now you're going to pressure yourself for stuff. And it's like, don't do that. And even in friendships, don't let anyone pressure you into doing anything. Like, do not let anyone pressure you into doing anything. And that's on period. Like, we're too old to be facing pressure, especially peer pressure. Oh, wow. We don't do that. Number 18, you live a happier life when you do the things that you want to do. Don't go to the party if you don't want to. That was just an example, right? But like, I've just realized that as I'm growing older and I'm having boundaries and I'm saying, okay, I don't want to do A, B, and C. I want to do X, Y, Z. And when I do the things that I want to do and don't do the things that I don't want to do, then I'm like, I'm in a happy place with myself. Like, I'm content. I'm at peace. Because in the times when I've done things that I didn't want to do, but maybe I did them because the people around me were doing them, or I felt like I have to do these things maybe to keep up appearances and stuff like that, it has left me resenting myself, like, inwardly, because I'm like, but you know you didn't want to do that, so why are you doing that? Like, do you not have a backbone? Can't you stand up for yourself and be like, no, I don't want to do this? But then the more I'm like, no, I don't want to do this, it's like the happier I am, the more at peace I am, and the more I enjoy my friendships and my relationships with the people around me. Because if I'm like, oh, okay, no, I'm not going to go to that party, then it's fine. I'm not going to go, instead of me going somewhere and then forcing vibes, and then I get back home, I'm tired, I'm grumpy, I'm cranky, and I'm like, why did I even go? Now I'm too, you know, things like that. So, yeah, I've just realized that I'm happier when I do the things that I want to do, and not the things that I don't want to do, but I'm trying to maybe please people and stuff like that. And then number 20, sometimes when you fall down, you're going to have to get up faster than you hit the ground. This is coming from somebody who is, okay, I don't know where that train of thought was, going to be honest. Like, I don't know where I was going with that. But I just realized that life waits for no one. You know, like, unfortunately, life happens. Tragedies happen, bad things happen, losses happen. But life doesn't wait for you to maybe finish grieving and then it moves on. No, life, one thing about life is that it continues. Whether you're grieving, whether you are sad and in bed all week because you're not good, because whatever, life is going to continue going on. Like, life is going to, life here goes on, right? So sometimes when you fall down, before your feet even have the chance to touch the ground, you have to be back up on your feet. Your bounce back game has to be very strong in order for you to survive life, unfortunately. Well, I'm speaking from my own experiences. I don't know, maybe it's different for other people. But I've just realized that you actually have to be, like, very quick at bouncing back, because unfortunately, life is not going to coddle you and be like, yeah, no, you need to cry, it's fine, cry for 10 days. No, life goes on and you have to go on with it. sad as it may be, right? Number 21, charge it to the game. Whatever hand you're dealt, play it like a pro. Again, when life throws whatever it throws at you, when it throws lemons, make lemonade. When life throws you under the bus, I don't know, hold on to the bottom of the bus and make sure that the bus doesn't crush you over. But whatever it is that happens in life, unfortunately, we have to like go on and move on and deal with it. And just, you have to choose to be okay at all times. You know, you have to be, when life deals you whatever hand it deals you, you can't afford, okay, I mean, let's have grace. Sometimes you can fumble, but then just try your best to make the best out of every situation that you're in. I'm speaking to myself, okay? I'm not saying everybody has to listen to this and apply it, but that's what I've learned, right? And then number 22 is don't delay celebration. Always give people their flowers and tell them you love them. Again, self-explanatory. Life is short. One day people are here, the next day they are not. And, you know, we have to tell the people that we love them. Try your best to show love and be there for the people that love you and the people that you love. Because one day they are going to pass away and then you're going to be sad. And you're going to be like, oh yeah, I should have... like let's not have regrets. Tell people that you love them whilst they're still here. Pick up the phone and call people. This is sounding a bit hypocritical because I'm like, sometimes I'll be too busy and forget to call people, but it's something that I should do. Call people and just tell them, hey, I love you, and be genuinely there for people, you know, like be there for people. Number 23 is I'm That Girl. Drops mic. Like, one thing about me, I'm that girl. I'm her. I don't have much to say except for the fact that I'm the girl that I think I am. If anybody disagrees, sorry, you're gonna have to be strong. But me, I'm the girl that I think I am. Okay? Okay? So... oh, wait, actually, as I was reading through all 23 of these, I'm done. But one came to my mind, and I don't know why I didn't write it, because it's something that I'm always saying to myself. But the bonus one, number 24, is always play the long game. Like, always play the long game. And what that means, okay, this is something that they used to teach us in high school, that you have to make short-term sacrifices for long-term success. Sometimes sacrifice something, you know, just so you have a good time. Oh my word, I feel like there's a number that I skipped. Wait, can I finish this train of thought and go back to the number that I skipped? Oh my days, I'm so sleepy and I need to go and sleep, but anyway, it's fine. So for example, if you want to have something tomorrow, right? Let's say you want to buy a car tomorrow. You might have to sacrifice getting takeaway today just so you can save up for a car. I know this analogy doesn't really make sense, but then just get comfortable with making small sacrifices that are going to serve you in the long term. So hence, always play the long game. Don't be afraid to be uncomfortable for a short while just so you're comfortable for a long time. There's one that I forgot. Oh my word, where is it? Season 17, 18. It was number 19. I don't know how I skipped number 19, which is always have some money saved up no matter how little. Right? Self-explanatory. Even if you have 10 euro in your savings account, it's okay. Because sometimes you know how life happens and then you have an emergency situation. And then you might need financial help from people. My personal opinion is that it's better if you're asking for help and you're starting from somewhere and you're not starting from zero. For example, let's say you wake up, you've got 10 euro in your savings account, and tomorrow you need 10,000. That's so unrealistic. And tomorrow you need like $1,000. At least you can say, oh, I've got 10 euro, you know? All I need right now is $990. And then, I mean, I feel like sometimes people are more willing to help you out when you're not starting from scratch. And besides that, just for your own security, just always have something saved up for a rainy day. You save your money today, it saves you tomorrow. So, yeah, that's basically it on the 23 plus the bonus one at the end, things that I've learned at 23. And to be honest, I'm kind of excited about growing because I realized that there's a sort of confidence that comes with growing older. Like I'm now more assertive in things, you know, like I'm now more sure of myself in certain spaces. I now walk in a way where I'm like, okay, I know that I'm supposed to be on this earth. In as much as I'm still figuring everything out, I'm still trying to find my footing, but there's a certain confidence that comes with being older and also having experienced some things in life. You know, someone said there's a certain experience that you can't read about in the books. Like you only have to experience certain things for you to know about them, or for you to know how to handle certain situations, and for you to know how to handle life in a certain way, you have to experience that. So I'm excited to be growing and experiencing that. And the fact that I feel like now I'm more like at peace in my life. Like one thing about God this year, he was like, baby, you're gonna have peace. I'm not saying you're not gonna have problems. You are gonna have problems. But even in those problems, you're going to have peace. Because why? Because I've got you and I love you and I'm carrying you and stuff like that. So I guess I'm excited and looking forward to growing older and seeing what this new chapter has for me. And yeah, I hope to catch you on the next episode. Bye!